Hear now from the word of the Lord, as it is written in the book of Luke, a portion of chapter 2. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was from the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed wife, being great with child. And it came to pass that while they were there, the days were fulfilled that she should bring forth. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field and keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood by them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they feared with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day a Savior, who is Christ the Lord, in the city of David. And this shall be a sign to you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory in the highest to God, and on earth peace, goodwill among men." Reading further from the word of the Lord in the Gospel of John regarding peace. And Jesus said, "Peace I leave to you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, give I to you. Let not your heart be disturbed, neither let it be afraid." And finally, from the word of the Lord, as it is written in his second coming, in the work Apocalypse Explained, a portion of passage 365. Peace, in its first origin, is from the union in the Lord of the divine itself and the divine human, and is therefore from the Lord in his conjunction with heaven and with the church, and in the conjunction of good and truth with everyone therein. Here end our lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.